From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Justice Department released details of the case against two Romanians who allegedly hacked computers tied to the Washington, D.C. police surveillance cameras. Police in Bucharest arrested the two on December 15th. U.S. attorneys have charged them with conspiracy to commit computer and wire fraud. Justice Department said the investigation was of the highest priority because the alleged hacking of the surveillance cameras and the computers came just weeks before the inauguration of President Trump. Evidence has not pointed to any one individual being affected by the hacking. Former soccer star George Weah has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai, the Unity Party candidate to replace President Erlen Jensen Sirleaf, who was stepping down after two terms. Jerome Kokoya is Liberia's Electoral Commission chairman.
The CDC is 61.5% for the CDC and 38.5% for the Unity Party.
Weah's Coalition for Democratic Change, or the CDC, favored going into the voting. If all goes smoothly, Liberia will see its first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. United States has announced full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. will resume and said it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before moving to detain or arrest any embassy employees. The U.S. had suspended all non-immigrant visa services in Turkey earlier this year in response to the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee in Istanbul on terrorism charges. This is VOA News.